Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Blah, 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 you know what time it is. They say life a bit tight tonight, boy, we diving in. We got Zach Amico, red dot, headshot, he's a sniper. The Puerto Rican point guard striking like a viper. Yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back.
And it came to attack, spilling crack on the track. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back.
Yeah, the Zach Lane and Rattlesnake spin straight facts. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back.
Yo, the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back.
For them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back.
For them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back.
When they making noise.
Yeah, yeah. It's your boy Lewis J. Gomez
coming at you
live on a Monday.
On a Monday at noonish.
Noon.
Dead noon. If the show started on time, you'll know it was.
hey, bro. We got a great show planned today. Shout out to everyone in the Racist Live chat.
We're right here with you.
Porch Monkey 369 says Lewis is the N word. Chinkmaster 555 says, I hope baby James gets AIDS from all the gay sex he has.
Oh, Jesus, fuck.
What a day. What a day.
Chinkmaster, for sure.
Great show planned today. I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, the international superstar Zach Amico is to my left as always.
Feeling good, buddy.
Incredible show planned. Let's see. We have a great show. I'm excited. We're going to relax in today's show. I'm staying in the city today, so I have a lot of time to kill. Gonna fucking have a good time, boys. Incredible lineup. As always, a 100% white lineup this entire week, folks.
Look at that. We don't have enough of the boys in comedy. We need more.
Trump, baby.
Yeah. That's what happens when Lord and Savior gets voted in.
From the boys cast, you know I'm in love. And ladies and gentlemen, Danny Polishuk,
yo,
back on the motherfucking show. Corey, you combine the soundboards, but it's they're all over the place. I don't even know where anything is anymore. We got to get used to this new soundboard. Also from No Offense with Doug Yurum, ladies and gentlemen, the great Doug Yurum is back on the show.
Hello. Nothing. Me.
Not you.
I gotta know where everything's at. Jorge, you think you would make it an entire, like, there has to be some rhyme and reason to the soundboard.
Yeah, I can redo it again.
You know, you put it in order. You put like the gunshots and you have the gunshots.
No,
and
we have a rhyme section. It's words that end with Igger.
I'm very excited about today's show.
I like the green screen now.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you. Have you not been on the Lewis and Zach show yet?
I have not. What was with the change?
Are you making your Lewis and Zach debut?
I am, yeah.
Wow. Me too.
Yeah.
You too, Danny.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Well, you guys wanted to do this for a few weeks, I thought.
Been about a month or something.
Yeah, well, I didn't realize. We got a couple of
carryovers.
Lewis and Zach debuts today. Very excited about it. Why is this gun clock not working? We're going to get to the bottom of that on today's show. We have a lot to talk about in today's show. Shannon, did you put the thing that I tagged you on Twitter?
It's the first thing on the list.
Okay, good. Just making sure. I have beef jerky in my tooth right now. It's kind of bugging me.
The older I've developed this like meat tooth. It's like back here and just
meat tooth
just always gets stuck in it.
Oh yeah, those are called food pockets.
Is that what it is?
Yeah,
I call it a meat tooth. That's
I asked Taylor's to put those in all my pants.
I just always whatever I eat it's
make
just
one
like,
long enough for a foot long hot dog in my
like
ankle.
A half a chicken wing just lodged up.
Yeah, I always say, dude. The other thing is, as I've gotten older as well, my oral hygiene has gotten better. And now, like, anytime I have something in my teeth, because I water pick and I floss, and it drives me crazy.
Yeah, I hate those fucking water picks.
You hate them? Why do you hate them?
Like a son of a bitch. When they go underneath the tooth and they hit the root on the bottom.
That's because you got to fucking water pick more, dog.
I don't fucking know if it's because it's either that or the water pick's too strong and it's got too much pressure. And it's going underneath my
standard
fucking gun.
Pressure on a water pick.
Well, they got different settings.
I never got into the water pick.
You could do light, you could do medium, you could do hard.
I've been a flosser for a long time.
Yeah.
I have a fucking power washer for a water pick.
No, water pick is the fucking shit, dude. I love it. It's my number one go-to. Yeah, but I feel like I give it away to like friends and girls and like And I just feel like it's sort of like a rude gift.
Yeah. Wait, you give yours away, or you?
No. I've given away probably at least a dozen water picks in my life.
Don't you have them as a sponsor?
I wish I could.
We did actually have a water pick company. Really? Not a water pick company, but Quip was our sponsor. Ooh. And they sent us a water pick, and I was using it, and I accidentally turned it on with it, like sprayed my whole fucking.
I mean, it is. If you use it as a water gun, you could actually blast your child's eyeballs out of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's so powerful.
That's what I mean.
Crazy.
That's why they fucking hurt. They go underneath my gum and they hit the root.
Come
and
on,
I just
Doug.
Give that, fuck, every
Come
time
on,
it touches.
You're
the
a fucking
roof.
Tough, bald guy from Jersey. What are you doing?
Dude, I have an aversion to like the dentist.
You have an adversion?
Like, yeah, what'd I say?
You said adversion.
Wait, what is it?
You put a D in there.
Oh.
Yeah,
an aversion.
It's an aversion. Yeah.
It's on brand.
Had this fucking aversion.
He's like out of Saints of Newark or something.
You don't like...
right out of Central Casting.
You don't like the dentist.
I got an aversion.
So I got this asphyxiation with my teeth.
You don't like the dentist?
No, I hate it.
You hate it?
The little, like, my fucking, I have one sensitive tooth. If I don't put Sensodyne, like, brush with it or put it on my tooth at least once a week,
yeah,
it gets sensitive, and I hate my teeth being fucked
up. Well, you just use it every day.
Whatever. I do. But, like, if I forget, or even if you use a different toothpaste, it'll knock
we
that
use
whatever
a different
bullshit.
Tooth.
Is there anybody that's more hated than the dentist?
Nothing.
I don't
Cops.
Know. I like my dentist.
IRS.
Yeah. IRS yeah. is up there. But they're not touching your mouth and shit.
I mean, just like visceral reaction, I guess I don't really have to deal with the IRS that much. I just pay them. And yes, I hate them, but it's not like there's a dude. Well, my dentist is a chick. She's actually pretty hot, to be honest with you. And I'm just very self-conscious. Have you ever seen like they go under like they have like a camera that goes into your mouth? And they show you like exactly how fuck like it's so gross.
Yeah.
If you like see behind like an in between, you like a close up with like one of those fucking dental cameras.
Yeah.
It's goddamn rancid.
Yeah.
It's fucking
very
gross.
Self-conscious. Very self-conscious.
Gross shit going on in there.
Yeah. Or if you forget to floss a tooth for a while and that smell that's in between them.
I just hate the ones that talk to you. Floss. They're like they're trying to have a whole conversation with you, and you're like.
And
your
mouth
hands
is
in my
fucking
mouth.
Gaped
like,
open.
Well, you're like, I can't even talk. Why
Doug,
are you talking?
Hold on. We're going to ignore the fact that Doug said if you forget to floss one of your teeth for a while and then has a fucking nasty smell.
Because I'll skip one because I'll forget where
you
I am.
You just forget one
flossing.
And then.
You just go in order. What do you mean?
I think we just found out Doug is a dead tooth. And that's his problem with the dentist.
It's black. Is that supposed to be like that? It hurts a lot.
I make it sit in the back of my mouth.
It's black. I've heard of a lazy eye, but a lazy tooth.
Yeah. It doesn't work. It doesn't pay child support.
The dentist might be the most hated.
I fucking
like
hate
just would just we, visceral reaction. Yo, I fucking hate you. I pay you, and I hate your fucking guts.
Yeah, but you know when you get a good one, and they don't just stab your gums the whole time.
Yeah, that's rare.
So you love your dentist?
I don't love my dentist. Well, my dentist is actually
my new
uncle. So
my dentist is like. You know when you go to get your car fixed and you go in to get something done and you come out and there's three more things wrong with it?
Yeah. Like a chiropractor.
That's my dentist.
Yeah.
Every time I go in, like, all of a sudden they're recommending another $5,000 procedure.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah, some of them are, it's hard to find a good one. Some of them are, like, legit, just like. Shady
yeah,
mechanics.
I just I got
shady
a,
mechanics.
I finally got an Indian guy that's perfect. He's got a TV on the ceiling,
yeah,
and Ooh. Like this wraparound thing, so it's headphones, so you can put on Netflix, YouTube,
oh, that's good.
And you just sit
that's
backwards.
Nice.
It's great.
I have these Jews that every time I walk in, they're just fucking burning fucking,
just rubbing
just
their
rubbing their hands together, and just fuck. You see smoke coming out of their fucking hands. Every time I walk in.
Oh, they're just in the back pulling wings off of tooth fairies. You work for us now, okay?
My fucking
we want a cut of every quarter you give every kid on this block.
Doggy, my Jew dentists are fucking...
Jew dentists.
They every time I go in, they're like, oh, look, that tooth's got to go. Maybe you need a bridge there. Maybe you need a root canal there. I'm like, cocksuckers, what is going on?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I've never had better oral hygiene in my life. How am I getting worse every time I come in? I know it's a fucking scam.
Yeah. It is, yeah.
Yeah,
we got to re-drill these cavities that... that you had here. We got to redo your fillings.
It's all fucking wild.
I hear that one a lot. I'm like, don't worry about it. It's fine. It'll be all right. Just leave it alone.
Doug, maybe you should get those cavities refilled.
No, I just don't.
Sounds like you got
fucking
a lot of shit going on in the mouth.
No, my fucking mouth is fantastic. I haven't had a cavity in like 7 years.
Well, you haven't had one filled in 7 years.
Also, I haven't been to the dentist in that same amount of time.
It's pretty fucking wild. Maybe am I being a Karen here? Did you see the video I was tweeting about?
I didn't see it. I'm excited to discuss.
All right, so There was a, there's a video, I guess. There's a group. I'm assuming it's like a college class, and they're like on a nature trail. And then there's a woman, and I guess one of the kids in the class has a service dog, or an emotional support animal, or whatever it is. Apparently, there's a difference, right? So support animals, you just got to any therapist will write you a note and saying, yeah, you need your cat, and they will write these notes fraudulently all the time.
Oh, it's a huge scam.
Huge scam. But an actual service animal is a trained animal that is specifically, it's very expensive. You know, it's trained to do a specific job, and then you buy it, and it's a lot of money. Insurance typically doesn't cover it. So I guess you can't put them all into the same category. I just have my reaction every time I see anybody, whether it's a service animal, emotional support, I don't ever try to subcategorize. Immediately I go, you're a fucking liar. You want to bring your dog into the movies, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
Every time. It could be a fucking blind kid with fucking one leg.
Dude, there's a guy last week in New Jersey who had like a donkey at a grocery store.
Oh, I saw that video.
Service emotional
service donkey.
Yeah. Service donkey, yeah.
And he brings him into a grocery store. Those things shit piles.
It was a service? How are the buttons getting stuck on a screen? It makes no sense. It just doesn't make any sense. Jorge, what were you doing to this screen? Where are the buttons sticking?
I don't know. That's quite the question.
So pull up this video.
Wait. Can you tell us your story again about what you saw at the grocery store?
It was a donkey. It was a service donkey.
Was fucking Shrek at the grocery store or something?
The guy looked kind of...
Edit that together.
A little Shrek-like.
Shannon, let's see this video.
Park.
She's already annoying.
What? Do you own this park?
I live right up there.
So do I.
I'm in this three times a week.
Okay, so? Do you own this park?
Service animals are not allowed.
Do you own this park?
Dogs are not allowed on this trail.
Why not? It's outside.
We're from the community college. That's fine.
What?
We're from the community college. That's why we're here today. We're on a field trip.
Close it.
So this service dog is allowed in the classroom as well. I'm pretty sure it's a federally protected law.
Yeah.
No, this belongs.
Am I crazy that I am so siding with this Karen? It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm siding with
why are you siding with the chick?
What, the woman?
It's a fucking giant national park.
Number one, first of all, apparently it's a protected nature reserve. When you bring a dog into some of these things, the animals get spooked, they run, they don't mate, they don't do what they're supposed to do. So that was apparently what the context was of them saying that. But here's the thing. I don't buy that these kids need their fucking dog.
No, they don't.
I don't buy it. I don't buy that they need it in the classroom.
Some chick who has it.
I don't buy that they need it. Fucking. I think that this is some dumb twat that wants to have her fucking dog with her at all times.
Yeah, her dog is a conversation piece.
She just likes her dog. You can buy those vests too on Amazon. They're like $12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's just how you sneak your dog animal. On the
She's
plane.
She's an uninteresting.
No, they
person.
Don't let you do that anymore.
Who brings the dog anymore? Everywhere with her so that everyone pays attention to the dog and she gets the attention?
I thought it was the dude that had it, though. Wasn't he the one jawing at the fucking
I know
old lady?
So many
people. No,
he was
trying to smash the chick.
Yeah, probably.
I know
so many people. I know.
Yeah, he's going to be kicking that dog out of him. He's going to be trying to lock that dog out.
He's like to the chick, he's like, you're fucking this up for me.
Every date they go on, she's got to bring this fucking poodle with her.
I know at least a half dozen people that have fake service dogs.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, they're all girl comics.
Literally my wife.
Yeah, no, they're not all girl comics. A couple of them are guy comics that are the size of girl comics.
Karen, Corinne, Josh Adam Myers.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. None of them are service animals. Yeah. None of them need a fucking animal. They all fake having
literally,
some
I have
fucking affliction.
One.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. So a little, hotels, they charge you $50 a night for your dog. Yeah. A small dog. You have that piece of paper. No charge.
No, I understand that you're being fraudulent. Yes,
we're completely correct.
I understand that to make your life easier, you're bringing a fucking dog into everybody else's life that hasn't fucking signed up for a dog. Like I didn't sign up for a dog in my restaurant or my hotel or
at
the movie
theater. We
never
bring it to a restaurant.
Ooh, it's infuriating.
Yeah, I love dogs.
As far as the hotel thing, I'd say that's scam that Jew more than that's being fraudulent. If you're saving the $50. You're bringing the dog either way.
Let me say this. I don't give a shit about them bringing a dog to the hotel. If the hotel is allowing a dog and you have to pay a fee. I don't give a shit if the hotel's getting their fee. Mm-hmm. So you're right. That's fine.
With that said, a barking dog next to you in the hotel sucks.
Yeah, he doesn't bark.
Scamming the hotel does take, it does supersede fucking having the fee. Fine. Yeah. I will say that because I do believe.
But I agree at a restaurant. If I'm in a restaurant,
yeah, no fucking animals
there,
in a restaurant.
Like,
dude, I remember I was at the airport once and this Chinese bitch. This Chinese bitch. Oh, it made me. I've never been so angry in my entire life.
Was it in a to-go container?
Doggy, the Chinese bitch, she had like a
when
little...
black ladies bring seafood, entire seafood boils.
Yeah.
Like Waffle style.
She had a little like, I want to say like a Pekingese or like one of these types of dogs. It was a little shitty dog. And it just walked and it just leaned down and just pissed in the middle of the airport. Then I watched her go, oh. And she grabbed one singular napkin. It was a whole pool of piss. One singular napkin. She put it in the center of the piss. She picked, like literally soaked. It was still just a pool of piss. She picked it up and then dripped it over to the garbage, literally the entire thing, and then just left it and then walked away with her dog. I mean, dude, it took me everything in my power to not just fucking spear her through a window. It made me
mad. I would have just like set up shop right there and just waited for people to slip in the pants.
I said nothing and I just, I regret it to this day. I think about this almost daily.
Should have just yelled, Miss, you're going to clean this up. You left something.
Can I tell you an intrusive thought I have a lot?
What's that?
In a situation like that, there's a part of me, and no, this is a disgusting thing. Like, at no point do I want to do this.
For this show,
in my head, goes, what if I just got on my hands and knees and started licking the dog piss up?
Yeah.
Because then nobody's paying attention.
She would be so upset.
Yeah.
But then you'd be like, well, thank you. But if you were like, oh, thank you, I needed this.
You think she'd be upset?
Oh, yeah. She would film you. she called police.
Licking up your dog.
I mean, that definitely
piss.
Takes the heat off of her. Nobody's looking at her like she's the
asshole.
But
I've always thought, like, what would be the response be to such a fucking ludicrous activity?
That's instant fucking YouTube short. That's because
then
love
she would have
that.
To like call the police or something. Like in her
I don't
head,
think you call the police for that though, right?
Like this man's drinking my dog's piss.
There's some dude with a multicolored mohawk licking piss off the ground.
I definitely wouldn't be calling. I'd just be whipping on my phone. I would not be calling the police.
Nobody would ever believe that.
Finish.
If you told somebody, I watched this dude lick piss off of the ground, everybody'd be like, that didn't happen. You're like, I swear to God, I saw it.
Should the woman maybe mind her fucking business? Maybe. You know? But I'm also like...
Was the dog shitting? Like, is there more context? Like, did the dog take a shit and they, like, maybe, left?
Yeah, you can't have dog shit in the middle of the nature.
I just get really annoyed every time I
feel
see...
like a park is the place to take the dog.
Yeah.
Not if it's a nature reserve, Zach.
It's a nature reserve.
I have been to many places where they're, like, like national parks where they're, like, no dogs allowed. Yeah. But I think it's more because it's, like, dangerous for the dog.
A fucking coyote will come and fucking fight
or
with your
like
dog.
Or it's, like, really uneven terrain and shit. And
yeah, there are... But these are people, these are fucking kids. By the way, if it's like a person who you need your fucking emotional support so, dog so badly, maybe you shouldn't be on a fucking class
That's
trip.
That's true.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be blind
reserve.
With a fucking dog.
Blind person. It's not a blind person, Doug. Blind people, I'll give them the fucking benefit of the doubt. But even then, I'm like, are they blind though?
You're kind
of
like snapping.
Are you blind?
That's true. You do see a lot of people in New York walk around with those fucking sticks that aren't blind because you could see them clearly move out of the way of something before they crack
like,
it with a stick.
Yeah, yeah. I think you can. They're just like mostly blind.
Yeah, they can see like big objects and shit or lights and fucking certain colors. There was one woman who responded to this. I posted about it being like, I don't trust anybody with service dogs. And some woman was like, the response was crazy. She was like, I needed a service dog. My son. We had a service dog that would detect if there was peanuts because my son had a severe peanut allergy. And I was like, bitch, I was like, you're fucking, you had a dog to smell your son's food? Fuck you, bitch.
That's amazing.
Fuck you, bitch. I'm sorry. That is another level of entitlement.
Didn't he have a parent to read the label on the shit the kid was eating?
I don't know.
What if there's peanuts in fucking peanut sauce? I hope the fucking dog eats the peanuts and then licks the kid's face and he fucking dies. The biggest turn.
Let's see. Omer says, fuck dog people. I agree. Bootsnake says, my dog would fuck up a coyote. Maybe. Possibly.
Sometimes. Depends. Coyotes are key motherfuckers.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, whatever. Yes. Is the woman an annoying Karen? Yes. Are the kids fucking taking advantage of the system? Of course.
Well, that's where you got to weigh out. Who do you hate more, the fucking Karen or that jerk off kid?
Yeah. Once the kids whip out their phone and start doing a TikTok.
She's seeking justice. She's seeking justice, and that's fine, you know? Sometimes you got to seek justice out there in the world. Sometimes
is she seeking Justin or just justice? She's seeking Justin. She hates dogs. She's seeking justice. Or is her life suck, and this is the one thing she can control, is ruining other people's good time, and she goes home and no one respects her or loves her or wants to fuck her, so she goes to parks and causes scenes.
Yeah, like she's like this all the time.
That's pen. You think a few digits in her vagina would stop her from complaining to people with service?
I think a fucking half a jar of peanut butter and she'll change her mind about that dog.
I'm thinking, I'm taking her side. No, I don't think you have to be a loser with nothing going on in your life to seek justice. I think sometimes injustices are happening around us, and every once in a while, it takes a real ass dude to step up and seek justice.
All right,
I'm on her side. I'm on the carrot side.
I agree. I hope a snake does bite her on that trail.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Small Batch Cigar for supporting today's show. We love Small Batch Cigar because they have exactly what they sound like they have, which is incredible quality cigars sold to you and delivered to you in small batches. There is free shipping on every order, and it's delivered in 2 to 3 days in most of the United States. I'll tell you right now, you want to get your cigars from Small Batch Cigar. They have an incredible line of products, every cigar brand that you love, and probably a lot of brands that you don't know, because if you click new when you go to their website, you can get access to a bunch of brand new arrivals.
Not only that, but they have the most thorough packaging in the industry. Every purchase comes with the 69% humidity pack to Bovita pack, so you're going to get small batch cigars and they're going to be as fresh as possible. Plus, you get 5% rewards points instantly with your purchase.
Just go to smallbatchcigar.com, use the promo code GAS10 when you check out. You're going to save 10%, plus you're going to get those 5% rewards points. Once again, that's smallbatchcigar.com. Use that promo code GAS10 for 10% off and 5% rewards. All right, where were we? You know, Shannon, fuck it. Let's go to Does It Live, Does It Die? Shipping container falls on a forklift operator.
Oh, I hope this is the one I think it is.
Does it live or does it die?
Looks fine so far.
Looks fine.
Just doing his job. Hear some knocking in that thing. Oh no.
Oh, it's like Jenga. Oh no.
He tried to save it though.
Oh my crush. Yeah, Shannon.
Ow. Oh, look, he fell out. Oh, he's alive.
Oh, wait, he's moving.
Just because he fell out doesn't mean you're alive.
He's moving. I don't know.
You see that chick of the video of like there's like a car chase in somewhere in California? It's like pretty recently, and the chick's like speeding, and then she goes to take the off ramp and she like spins, and then you just see her body just like fly out the fucking window. Maybe 150 feet.
See. Do you want to do this one first, though?
Yeah. I don't know what happened. She died.
Danny was like, I have a better one. I'll have a better one that I'll just describe.
No. I'm going to go with...
cut in half by the guardrail.
I'm going to go he died.
Let's see it one more time, Shannon.
Yeah.
Can we zoom in on the crash?
One second. Okay.
Watch the guy get
What
crushed.
Country is this in? Do we know?
It's Newark. Asian place. I'll look it up.
Asian died.
Oh, then the 50 people living in the shipping container also died.
The death toll was 200 and change.
In Asia, that's called being evicted.
200 Eastern European prostitutes and one Chinese man.
Moved that one because he heard knocking.
Yeah, some massage parlor didn't get their new crop today.
Oh, my God. That one fell so... It fell from so high.
Nah, that dude's alive.
Shannon stopped it again because he's going to... Not only do I think this guy's alive... I think he's so alive that he gets up and he walks away because Shannon now stopped it extra earlier this time because she knows what happens at the end of this. That's the only context
I have. I'll play it through. We can go back to it.
Oh, go, Shannon.
I think he's in that little box.
And he falls on the ground, okay? Right there?
He's acting like a paralyzed
fish. You know what? He's not getting up and running.
He's not. He got hit in the head good. That's like when you get knocked out, you get starched.
Was he wearing a helmet?
No. In China,
was he wearing a hard hat? Did he have a bowl cut instead of a hard hat?
Basically, a helmet.
The Asian hard hat.
I'm gonna say that this guy is dead. That's crazy. That was such a height.
I think that guy might be dead.
I think he's alive, but he is not happy. He is fucked up.
Is that everyone's answers?
Sure.
Okay, so he did live. He was actually conscious when he was transported to the hospitals. To the hospitals that he sustained injuries, but they didn't give details on them, but he is okay.
Nice. Oh.
Good for him. Lucky.
Okay.
Really dodged one there.
Okay.
Wow.
Good for him.
Oh, bitch.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah.
That is absolutely wild.
Probably like 6 inches, a foot or something that would have killed. Like if that just kind of caught, because I guess it caught the top of the cab and like.
Yeah.
He's not even paralyzed or anything, Shannon.
Doug, what's the closest you've ever been to being killed?
It was a few times. There was the scariest was the fucking bear that I ran into. That was fucked up.
Fat gay guy?
Yeah, right here on West 4th.
You know what I'm saying?
He gave me a hug and I felt sick right after.
Yeah, I had to go get a fucking test. This fucking gay guy fucked me in my ass.
That was pretty close. Also, an African girl without a condom, that made me nervous for about 6 months.
Did you fuck
months.
An African girl without a condom? Yeah, I kissed a white South African girl when I was like 19.
Oh, this one was black.
And I was convinced that I had AIDS.
This girl was a bottle of Hershey syrup. She was fucking dumb.
And you raw dogged her. She was from African or was she just African American?
No, she was from Africa. She was here for only 6 months at the time. She was doing some like residency nurse bullshit in fucking NYU, whatever the fuck it is.
She was a smart African.
Yeah, and we were in Washington Square Park, and it was on a bench. And
you banged her on the bench?
Right on the bench. Damn, in front of everybody.
That's where you're going to get AIDS.
And bare-assed on the bench is more risky than an African with no rubber.
Yeah.
And that was fucking terrifying. For 6 months, I was like, this was her name. Well, no, I'm not going to say her name. I almost fucking said it. But her name sounds like traditional African.
Like,
sounds
like
an STD. Yeah. Right. I said it. And then there was a time with the bear and her cubs. And she came running up a mountain that I thought was a
You're
dog.
Comparing fucking a black person to almost being eaten alive by a bear.
Both things were black. It was a black bear. But that was fucking, and then the bear charged me twice, and I was just like, this is it, I can't get away fast enough, and the cubs were walking towards me. No, I just backed the fuck up, and I was like, I don't know.
I'm in a silly mood today, I'm sorry. The bear charged you twice? You should have just called your credit card company. Lewis is not into my fucking silliness today.
No, I like
really
it.
Bothering him.
I just don't like it being in Chip's voice. Just do it. If you're gonna do a shit joke, do a shit joke in your own voice and own the shit joke. You don't get to do a Chip impression.
Wait, hold on. I'll do it again. Yeah. The bear charged you twice. You should have just called your insurance company.
Lewis, the real ass voice.
Oh, yeah, so hold on. So the bear charged you?
Yeah, she charged me twice, and she had the. I was waiting for it. No, all right. That's. I look at my. That's your cue. And she charged me twice, and each time my guts just went into my fucking throat. Each time she fucking.
You
just
shoot
got
at
closer.
It?
No, I had a fucking bow. Or no, I had a gun with birdshot. It wouldn't have done anything. It just
I mean, I would have tried.
Off. Yeah. I would have just pissed her.
I would have still gone right up to it, dude. No, you get right into that fucking bear's eyeball.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. You just go right up to it. It's just going to sit there, too, and you can just jam the
Well,
right
it's better than being
eyes.
Eaten alive. Yeah. I mean, try something,
But here's
Doug.
The thing. It's like, do I piss her off more than she already is, or do I kind of just leave this level
I would have grabbed one of the cubs and snapped its head off right in front of her. I would have showed her
the
who's fucking
fluid out of its spine.
I was sort of fucking its neck hole right in front of her, you fucking bitch-ass bear. Beat
that,
it.
That was
It's a black bear. It's not a it's not a grizzly. It's a black bear. It's a black fight back.
Yeah.
Elbows, knees, bite it.
Take down.
Thumbs in the eyes.
That's what he did in Washington Square Park. I held her by the rings around her neck.
I played dead and she still didn't go away.
What's the closest you've ever been to dying, Danny?
I don't know. I don't think I've never really. I mean, the scariest shit is the ones that you don't know about, like where you actually were close to dying, but you actually don't even know.
What do you mean?
You know, like maybe you were like about to get hit by a car or something. You just like don't even you have your headphones and you don't even realize it. Or there's some dude who is about to go like knife up some people in a park and you just had no idea?
Yeah.
Mm. I don't know. Nothing really, though.
Yeah, I guess I haven't had too many near-death experiences. Zach, what about you?
I had an Uber ride maybe 2 years ago, and there's an exit to get off the BQE by where I live, but you kind of have to crisscross.
Yeah.
And I watched a truck completely decimate. Like, took half the car with it.
Oh, wow.
And me and my Uber driver was an old black guy. We both screamed and then very slowly drove to my house. And I realized we were both waiting for me to leave so we could cry. And we parked, and I went, "You okay?" And he goes, "Yeah, are you?" And I'm like, "Yeah." I'm like, "All right, man, be safe. Have a good day." And I walked out of the car and I just started sobbing. And I watched him, and he had his head on the dashboard and he was just crying so hard. It was literally right in front of us, and they took the whole front of the car.
God damn.
It was brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking.
And yeah, that fucked me up. That scared the shit out of me.
Yeah, that's fucked up. That's right. And you shared a nice cry with an Indian gentleman. That's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah. That would freak me out. That's very it was sweet. An old black guy.
Oh yeah, you said
old
that.
Old black yeah, guy, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I think whatever, when I was younger, there was, I guess, more shit where it was like, you just do stupid shit as a kid.
Yeah.
And I grew up in the suburbs too, so you just looked for
danger.
You looked for danger. Yeah. You know, you didn't think anything was going to fucking hurt you. It was just like, you know, I probably almost died every day as a kid, right? Mm-hmm. I would rollerblade around and I would hang on the back of a red and tan bus.
Yeah.
For literally like miles and miles and miles, because we'd be going to the mall. So we'd ride it from West Havershore to Nanuet. It was such a long time to trust that I'm just going to hang on the back of this bus and not hit a pothole, not like hit a rock and just fucking roll underneath yeah. somebody's tire.
Slam on the brakes or
dude,
something.
I mean, just insanity. If I saw my fucking son do the shit that I was doing at his age, I was thinking about this. My son is at the age, this New Year's Eve coming up, he'll be 12 years old on New Year's Eve.
Damn, he's that fucking old.
When
already?
I was 12 on New Year's Eve, yeah. This was the first year that I was taken home by the police for getting drunk at a party.
Yeah.
And I got into a fight with a 19-year-old gang member.
Jesus
I'm
Christ.
I'm thinking about my son, like my little boy who, by the way, in every measure of the word could fucking destroy me in a fight. Like 12-year-old me was like a little fat pudgy kid who never like, I never trained martial arts. I never did anything. I wasn't like my son. Like legitimately, is really good at jiu-jitsu. Mm-hmm. He's in great shape, and he's just a good kid. Tall, lanky, strong, muscular kid. I think back to that night. I remember it clear as day. Just getting fucking hammered. Like I was at my buddy Gano's. He was having a party, but it was like a mixture of adults and kids, and like everyone just drinking. It didn't matter. It was like, you know, the Puerto Rican mom was getting drunk, and the stepdad was in the bedroom. We were just drinking wine coolers and then beer, just mixing everything up, and I just got fucking obliterated. And yeah, this 19-year-old, I made a sarcastic comment to him, and he just started beating my ass. And then like the cops came and they had me in handcuffs, and then like I was like, I didn't even know what was going on.
Why
like,
were you in handcuffs getting your ass kicked?
Because the cops came and just like arrested us. We got into a fight, you know.
Ah.
But it's so funny. Like I look at my son; he's a little boy.
Yeah,
they wouldn't put him in handcuffs. That's crazy. He's a boy. Was I?
Did I present? They used to put you in cuffs when you were a kid.
But did I present as more of a man than my son did when I was his age? I don't think so.
I think just being a police officer was different back then.
Hold on, let's see.
They just kind of
stop resisting.
Oh, my little Bubba. That's like my little baby boy.
He's got a gun.
It's fucking. It's really. I just like. It's kind of a bizarre age to watch him going into this age now. And I'm like,
yeah, he's going like, to start drinking soon.
No, but I don't think he will. Yeah. He's just too good of a kid.
Really?
He's too nice of a kid.
Meeting bitches and stuff.
I mean, I was a nice kid. It's still,
was he's into girls. No, he's definitely into girls. And he like talks to me about it. And he like, but it's like, yeah, like I was his age when I started hanging out like past midnight, just going out and like not coming home.
Yeah.
Mm. Like that was that. What a different world me and my fucking kid are living in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
well, also
crazy.
Back then, we didn't have fucking video games like we do now. Like, we had them. They just weren't as addicting.
I mean,
we were out and about.
I think they might have even been more addicting because that was the only option back then, right? So we got addicted. Because I was never a gamer, but my middle school years, like from sixth into like the ninth grade, I mean, all we did was play Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter.
Oh yeah,
that's all. Like non-fucking stop.
GoldenEye came out.
GoldenEye. We were addicted to fucking
12-hour shifts. Like
WCW versus NWO Revenge. That was another one.
Yeah, there were certain games that you didn't have to be. I think today you have to be. I think there's a lot. Here's what it is. I think there's a lot more. There's almost like the category of gamer has become a thing. Mm. Whereas I think we were all gamers by the definition of being gamers when we were kids. And I think now kids that are into games are really into games. And it's almost like a personality trait. Mm-hmm. It's almost like part of
it's also the games, most of the games we had, you could pick up in 20 minutes and play with your friends.
Right.
Now you start a new game and it's like a 3-day process to make your character.
That's true. You also couldn't play with people from all over the world. It was just you and whoever was in that fucking room.
You have to really care now to game. Like to even get into, like I got the UFC game. My son plays it. I gave him my PlayStation. I stopped playing video games altogether. I was wasting too much time playing video games. But like, I wanted to play the UFC game. I was like, let me learn this fucking game, create a character.
Takes forever.
It's a pain in the ass.
It was like a 3-day process to get to the point where I'm like training.
Yeah.
Where I'm going, I'm not even getting into fights. Like I like just to fucking make the face. It's like so much energy and effort.
Jesus
and I'm like,
Christ.
This sucks. Yeah, all I want to do is pick it up and fucking play it real quick. And you're right. I think there being 4 buttons.
Yeah.
You have your bumpers. It was pretty intuitive the way the games worked. And now in order to like play, like even like something like Call of Duty, like it's so intricate and it's so heavy that unless you really want to fucking learn, it's just overwhelming.
Yeah, you gotta put so much time and then you like go play online and some fucking 6-year-old destroys you
and calls you a fag.
But you're just like, for what? Am I gonna dedicate all my time to this?
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Back then, you could win Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter by just pressing all the fucking buttons at one time, and you would win fucking.
This is why you have. This is why you have shitty teeth today, because you're a cheap fucking Mortal Kombat player.
This cocksucker would get me in the corner
and fucking do the backflip kick with Chun Li over and over again. This fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
This motherfucker is doing the sweep with Vega over and over again in the corner.
Yeah. Sweeping your leg every 10 seconds so you couldn't do shit.
I think we all know it's the crouch palm strike from Honda.
Zach, that's how you would fight in real life today.
just walk a guy into the corner of the room and squat. Watch I think we all know I would turn into electric and do a roll with them.
Mm.
Shit.
I still couldn't do the freeze no matter how hard I tried with
down
Sub-Zero.
Forward A.
I couldn't fucking do it. I would fuck it up every time.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I couldn't do that.
Well, that's the other thing now. So when you play Mortal Kombat now, so it was like there was just something cooler about it back in the day. Before the internet, you could buy you can go to Blockbuster Video and get like a guide. A new game would come out and you get like moves and you'd
remember
spend
the Game Genie that are like attached to like the cartridge or whatever. And
Game
like
Shark was the other one too, right?
I didn't have, but it was like to learn the finishers in Mortal Kombat. It was like pass from friend to friend.
Yeah,
to learn the fatality in Mortal Kombat, like you had to fucking.
How did anybody even figure this out?
You had to some older kid had to tell you, and you had to like. And there was no internet. There was no getting it. There was no finding it. Even like the up down up down BABA start or whatever for Street Fighter to make it turbo mode.
Yeah,
like that literally just came from like word of mouth.
Yeah.
There was no hub to go find it anywhere. It was written on like a bathroom stall somewhere. It was fucking crazy.
Or you had one friend paper. You got Nintendo Power.
So what's is that what it was, like Nintendo Power Magazine? Because we were just
there
so
were
poor.
Magazines that had it, yeah.
I know there was like, so I remember I would get certain games, and at Blockbuster, there would be like a guide that would come with the game. It would be a thick, it would be like 15 bucks, 20 bucks, and once in a while, I would buy that, and you would learn all the moves. I'm trying to remember which game it was. Maybe it was like Star Fox, when Star Fox came out. It was like the guide to Star Fox, and I specifically had that one, because Star Fox 64 was out of control.
Yeah,
such a cool fucking game when it came out. But yeah, our whole generation, everybody from our generation was addicted to Mario Brothers, Super Mario Brothers, Mario 64. You didn't have to be a gamer. It didn't have to be part of your identity. It's literally what everybody did. And now I think that if you play games now, like it's kind of your identity.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how did we still have the time to go outside and shit like that? And get fucking fucked up and get in trouble.
Well, because you get to a part of the game where you're like, I can't get fucking past this. I'm leaving.
You just give up.
Yeah.
Well, that was like
endless people to play against.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the game where it was like, it was a side-scrolling game, and
the water level. It's, are you thinking of Battletoads or the first Ninja Turtles?
No, I'm not. I'm thinking of side-scrolling game. It was an arcade one as well, but I had it on Super Nintendo, and you would get like armor and you jump, and it was like almost like a vampire-y type world. It's not Castlevania, and you'd like throw spears and you'd like fucking throw fucking. And then if they got your armor off, you were like naked in your underwear.
Ghouls and Goblins.
Ghouls and fucking Goblins.
Never heard of that one.
It was ghouls dope. But it was like literally you got to level 3. You're like, well, yeah. Never getting past yeah. that. Just so you yeah. know, you got there. Yeah. It ain't yeah. ever
you
fucking
start as
happening.
Like a knight, but yeah. then if you get hit, you're just like a man in a loincloth. yeah. And then you're dead. Then you're a skeleton.
Or was it Ghouls and Ghosts? Was it Super Ghouls and Ghosts, I think?
Yeah, something like that.
I think it's Super Ghouls and Ghosts. Shannon, pull up Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
Let me see this.
Yeah,
oh,
dude.
That's bringing back a memory.
Yeah, this is it, dude. I fucking loved this game, dude. It was so hard that you got to a certain level where it just wasn't, it was impossible. Yeah, dude, you got to fucking throw little spears. This shit was fucking fire.
I don't fucking remember this.
How do you not remember this?
I don't know how I don't remember this.
That's gonna roll down the hill. Jump twice. I'm feeling the game.
Yeah, no,
right
I
now.
Literally I have this on my Switch.
The whole game, because there's only one way to do it. You had to like it was like so before like everything exploded the same way. Everything came the same. Like now games are like there's like AI interfaces yeah. and there's like shit is different. It's like you could literally get
there's people who are professional players.
Well, you would speed run like that's a thing. Speed running Mario,
yeah.
was like a thing. Right. Like literally, but it's just really some. It's like memorizing the patterns and yeah. like fucking.
And then it's. Taking advantage of glitches. So yeah, there's like certain boxes that you can go backwards into and it accidentally takes you to the end of the screen and shit
oh,
like
yeah.
that.
Oh, yeah. Or you can walk backwards into the mm-hmm. screen and you're at the end of the fucking level.
You're also forgetting yeah. for the WrestleMania arcade game, if you wanted to learn the moves, you had to get the Coliseum home video
oh,
of the wrestling.
Yeah, with Todd Pettengale.
And Todd Pettengale yeah, would tell you how to do
douche.
The secret moves.
Yeah.
Ooh, and it would funny. Say on the box
yeah.
for secrets to WrestleMania, the arcade game, and you would watch the whole VHS.
Yeah.
And then Todd Pettengale would be like, if you're the Undertaker, this is how you do your
And then sometimes
playing.
He would give you nothing. He yeah. goes, if you just want to, you watch the whole thing. And then he'd be like, if you want to taunt the crowd, you press up. And that's our fucking tip for WrestleMania. And you sat through the entire fucking thing.
Yep.
Yeah, you're like, okay, I knew that already.
Yeah, well, now with Mortal Kombat, because the internet exists, Mortal Kombat, if you just press pause, mm-hmm. they give you the entire moves list. Like,
no, you got to unlock them.
Oh, do you?
I had no idea.
Those finishers. Your regular moves, yes, but the fatalities, you have to unlock.
They gave me some fatalities. I
they
never...
give you the first two, but you have like five.
Okay, there's more. Okay, so that's why. Yeah. Sure, fine. But it's just a different sort of way to... it's fun, you know.
I don't know. All the fucking real people being in fucking Mortal Kombat, that was pretty gnarly.
What do you mean?
Terminator, fucking Rambo.
You think these are real people.
Those are real people.
But it's really fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No,
I'm saying right. the actors. They have all the horror people.
Rambo's
are in
not
it.
A real guy.
Well, I remember a while ago they did Jason Voorhees, which was awesome. Yeah. Do they have Freddy?
They had Freddy before that. Yeah. They've had Leatherface.
They have Michael.
No, but this year they have Ghostface from Scream.
Oh,
and
he's in another game too, where you get to actually hunt the fucking people and stab them.
Yeah, Dead by Daylight
That's
or something
it.
Like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, Death by Daylight or some bullshit like that.
Yeah, those Dead are by okay. Daybreak those are, I don't like those team games where you have
oh,
to
it's a
like,
team game?
Yeah, oh, if you're one of the survivors, Never you have mind. To like work together yeah, to make sucks. Like generators. And it's similar to the Friday the 13th and the Texas Chainsaw games.
Oh. My son just downloaded Resident Evil on his Switch, which is pretty fucking cool.
That was one game I couldn't
Not Switch,
get past.
I'm sorry, VR.
Oh, that sounds
I
fun.
I can never fucking Oculus? Pass it.
On the Oculus, yeah. Oh,
that sounds really fun.
Yeah, so he's just like in the living room, like literally I'm watching him go.
That's fucking.
Screaming as he's running over. It's fucking really cool.
I've broken many controllers over Resident Evil
yeah.
and Madden. Those are probably
Halo. More, I used to smash
oh yeah,
controllers.
Used to smash fucking.
Man, I remember
controllers.
I had the original Xbox, and they had those like giant controllers
yeah.
where you were just like just, and then they cushion. Came out with the smaller ones, and you were just like, just give me an excuse to break this yeah. fucking thing because I hate it anyways.
Okay, let's take a moment and thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. We love YoKratom, home of the $60 kilo. Been with us for a very long time, our longest running sponsor by far. They got you covered. If you guys are in the market for Kratom, you're over 21 years old, you got to get it from YoKratom.com.
They have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do. Don't start doing kratom on our account, but if you do, stop going to smoke shops, bodegas, or gas stations and get a little bit of kratom at a time where you can get a whole kilo delivered to your door for just $60.
$60, no promo code needed, the best price on the internet for anything. Just go to yokratom.com. All right, where were we?
I could never get past Resident Evil, like past once you got out of the fucking warehouse, out onto the street. And then you would have to go down the block, and then the screen would change. I can never get past that second fucking level of Resident Evil. I always suck.
I get too frustrated. I don't like when games are like shooty, yeah. And then you need to solve a puzzle. I was like, if I wanted to play a puzzle game, I'd play a fucking puzzle game.
Yeah.
I don't want to unlock this door. I want to shoot zombies.
That's right. my only problem with Doom.
Yeah.
The new Doom. It's like you're playing like, dude, you have these crazy weapons and you're fucking literally fighting the devil. It's not even like, it's fucking like, that's Doom, right? That's what I'm thinking of?
Yeah.
Like you're in hell.
Yeah.
You're like on a space mission to hell somehow. Like you're like in a rocket ship and you go to hell. And fucking, it's really like badass and there's always like, it's really hard. And then you'll get to a thing where it's like, now it's time for you to unlock a thing. You have to like move around the wall in a certain way. You're like, dude, I'm fucking too dumb. Give me my fucking ray gun. I need to shoot a fucking shoot bat shit out of the sky right now.
Let me fucking kill things. That's why, like, Assassin's Creed, I loved Assassin's Creed. But when there was times where you had to collect the fucking feathers as in that second one with the Italian guy, and I couldn't find all the fucking feathers, so I couldn't move on to a goddamn, to the next level. 100 fucking feathers.
Let's do plugs. Okay?
Did you hear me telling 100 fucking feathers?
Let's do plugs. We have
a still
lot more
annoys
show,
me to this day that
to talk about. So, what are we plugging on, Doug?
What's that?
What are you plugging, my friend?
Oh, when does this come out? It's today, right? This
it's
is live
right now. It'll be out on Thursday everywhere else.
Tomorrow I'll be in Atlantic City Comedy Club at 8:00, so I'll be down there. And then Thursday I'll be at the Pear. And then Friday, I'll be at the Dojo of Comedy in Morris Plains. That's a great place with Mike. And then follow me on Instagram at TheDougUrum. And that's it.
Love it. Love it. Danny Paul.
I'll be in Albany at the Funny Bone December 4th, Hartford December 5th. You can get tickets at DannyComedy.com and check out Low Value Mail, YouTube, MAIL. New call-in shows Monday and Tuesday night and the Boys Cast on Friday.
Zach Amico.
I got a new movie coming out called Bring On the Damned. They just changed the screening date, so now it's going to be January the 11th. January the 11th at the Museum of Moving Image. Please come out. It's really fun.
Come see me live on the road, guys. LewisofSkanks.com is the website to grab tickets for all these shows. We're really rounding out this year nice and hard. Gramercy Theater, The Regs Live, December 11th, live podcast. We're doing a little bit of stand-up as well to open up the show. It's going to be a goddamn blast. Myself, Robert Kelly, Dan Soder, Joe Listen, a very special guest, Santa Claus, that's going to be coming and hanging out with us. Plus, I have the Dojo of Comedy on December 12th, Morris Plains, New Jersey, one night only. December 13th, Emmaus Theater, Emmaus, Pennsylvania. And then I'll be in Austin, Texas at the Creek and Cave from December 20th through 22nd. I'm doing a Depraved on the 22nd. Brand new tour coming up for 2025. Zanies Rosemont tickets are up for January. North Charleston, South Carolina tickets are up. Winnipeg tickets are up. I'm adding a bunch of dates. There's, I think, about 18 or 19 cities already booked on the Bring Five Friends tour coming to a city near you, going everywhere this year. So look out for tickets. Grab those tickets at LewisSkanks.com. Make sure you guys subscribe to Gas Digital. If you're watching the show on YouTube or iTunes or anywhere else, we censor the fuck out of the show so it can be on YouTube. If you want the show uncensored and ad-free, we do 3 shows every week, a bonus episode just for subscribers at GasDigital.com. The shows are uncensored. They're ad-free. You get pre-release on all the episodes and many other member benefits, including access to the Racist Live Chat, which really today is just a bunch of young-looking just pictures and images of young girls with big tits.
Nice.
A lot of porn in the Racist Live Chat today.
All right.
Shout out to Benny Jets, who is a real fucking pervert. Runaway Slav says, Lewis, can I bring a legit skinhead Nazi to the Creek and Cave show, or will Rebecca be upset? You do whatever you want, Slav.
Might be a little upset.
I mean, how legit remember skinhead? About like, is he just a shaved head?
I mean, does he look like Doug?
Does he have like a lightning bolts tattooed on the side of his head?
Does he got a saddle?
His head.
Yeah.
Here's what I'll say. You can do whatever you want to do. I'm just saying, you know, you might run into some problems.
Sure.
If you're fucking hanging out with an actual legit skinhead Nazi.
I wonder how many podcasts Slav watches a week.
Runaway Slav? Oh, yeah. He loves this stuff.
Million. He calls in every show I do.
Yeah.
Oh, you got a lot of hunters that are listeners of this fucking podcast, or Gas Digital in general, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Few hunters. I'm fucking practicing Hunter at Biden, the range. Yeah, yeah, Hunter. That's Hurst, the best Helmsley. One.
Pedo hunters.
Yeah.
Jew hunters.
Jew hunters. Pedo hunters. Black hunters.
Yeah, so.
Crocodile Hunter loved it.
Check out my other podcasts as well. The
Love
Regs.
What they say about the earbuds.
The Regs, Story Wars, and obviously the legendary
Legion. His wife never remarried. She's still in love with that fucking guy.
How do you fucking follow the Crocodile Hunter, dude?
I don't know. River Monster, that guy. That's a good step up.
Yeah. How long ago did he die, Crocodile Hunter?
It's been a while.
13, right?
20 years, something.
Maybe even more at this point.
It was...
Was it longer than that?
I after the first Jackass movie, because they shouted out his death on the commentary track.
I remember Attell, when I was very early in comedy, Attell had a joke.
Oh,
about
him. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That he told at that Washington, D.C. theater.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Norm had a good one, too.
Yeah, Attell's was something like, how did you not see it coming? the stingray, the Puerto Ricans of the sea, with their beady little eyes and razor blade-like tails.
Switchblade-like tails.
Yeah, switchblade-like tails.
Your Norm's like, somebody asked, you know who died? The Crocodile Hunter. I'd be like, yeah. Like, he's only 43. That's ripe old age for a crocodile hunter.
Let's see. Alamo in the racist live chat, Alamo715 says, I can't imagine something gayer than a Sirius Lewis podcast. Shannon, do me a favor. I want you to time out Alamo for 10 minutes right now. 10 minutes of no chatting, cocksucker.
Wait, do you have a serious fucking podcast?
I haven't started it yet. I'm. If you go to my website, there's going to be an email list prompt any day now. And I'm doing another podcast, which is a little bit more, not serious is the wrong way to put it, but just a little bit more, you know, just solo in show. Depth. Me talking about the shit that I care about, you know, without us fucking, you know, making dumb jokes and, you know. Pulling up racist shit.
Well, your problem with this show is it's too funny.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's
watching
the
people with families' final moments on Earth.
No.
Watch a cop shoot dogs.
So yeah, if you guys want more Louis J. Gomez, yeah, sign up for my mailing list on my website, louisofskanks.com. But Alamo now has to sit back and fucking not chat now, you cocksucker. Hmm. How does that feel?
You did this to yourself, man.
What a piece of shit. Let's see. Fat Shinzo says Sirius Lewis sucks. New podcast on Gas Digital. That's a good name for it.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Let's see. What are we talking about here, Shannon? What is this basketball player that was fined $100,000? What happened?
LaMelo.
So I'm gonna play for you this clip, and then you can discuss
Please,
it.
Please, let's see.
You said that last play when he took the shot? Yeah, we loaded up. No homo. But that's what we wanted. Put the hand up. And then
that
was
it.
He said, you loaded up, no homo.
That's it. And they fined him the maximum amount.
$100,000.
$100,000.
Jesus Christ.
Who is he? Is he like, is he a big famous one?
Yeah, well, he's like the, I don't know if you don't follow basketball, but it's like his dad was like this crazy dude, and he had these three sons, and he was like causing all these problems, and then he's like, I have these three sons, they're going to be like the best basketball players in the world. Everybody thought he was a fucking joke. And then, but two of them, like LaMelo is actually better than, he has another one, Lonzo, but LaMelo is like a fucking star. Like
he's a star.
Oh, he's like, so this year.
$100,000 drop in the bucket.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, he'll.
So, yeah, who cares?
I mean, I'm sure he doesn't love it, but he'll be fine. His next contract will be literally $60 million.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, for that, it's like fining me $20.
Yeah. Mm.
It's not, would I not love it? I would say if I had to pay a $20 fine every time I said no homo publicly, I mean, it would.
He probably makes right now, like, $10 million a year, not including endorsements.
Yeah. He's fine.
It was his dad did the Big Baller brand, if you remember that. His dad came out with these, like, basically, like, sandals that were, like, $800. And his dad was just, like, some nobody. His dad was basically saying how he could beat Michael Jordan one-on-one and all this stuff. Like, his dad's crazy.
But was his dad good at basketball?
No. He was never a professional basketball. Maybe, just I think he maybe played in Europe or something, or, like, but he's like, you could never beat Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. You know, these guys have a lot of money. Yeah. I don't really feel bad for extremely rich people that are fined a fraction of a percentage of what they're worth.
He'll be fine.
That's one Subway commercial, and he's all right.
Yeah. Also, you know, no homo is kind of, I feel like, pretty mild at
this
point.
You think they get him on pause? You think pause is no fine?
Nah.
Probably not. I think pause would be no fine.
No fine.
No, there can't be. Because there's no... The whole thing, I think it's just a slur that they fucking got him for.
Yeah.
He just says pause. Everybody's going to be like, what did he say that for? A lot of people don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Yeah. No homo's pretty blatant.
Yeah. I say fine him double. Fuck it. Yeah. I give a shit. You know? You got to play by those rules.
Yeah, I mean,
got to play by those rules, baby boy.
Family, and why did he say he voted up? What the fuck?
It was just talking about like their defense or something. Oh.
He had cum on his mind.
Yeah.
He was thinking about jizz.
I say it eye was... for an eye. Don't find him. He has to do something gay publicly.
Yeah,
but like, you know, appropriate. Not because all he said was no homo. So like a quick peck on the. You got to kiss a friend.
And then he says no homo after.
No, he's not allowed. Oh, okay. Or he's got to do it again.
Nah, no homo.
Then it's
you
got to
kiss every teammate
cycle.
On the lips.
Yeah, instead of handshakes at the end, you got to kiss the other team on the lips.
That's what they should make them do. That's a good idea. Yeah.
No, Shannon, what is this Cher story? She lost her virginity at 14?
She did?
Yeah, so she just, this is like a clip from her memoir that she just released. Boy. So she said when she was 14, she was mad because a boy that she had kissed, quote, like, ditched her after they had kissed. Aww. And so her way to get revenge, I don't completely understand this, was to have sex with him, this boy that ghosted her. She said that he kept asking her. Finally, she said yes. And then afterwards, she was like, is that it? Are we finished? And then told him to go home and never come back. And she said she just wanted to make him feel as dismissed as she felt.
So she fucked
him. Got him. Yeah. Wow.
Women are fucking retarded.
Yeah, they really are retarded.
That is real girl math
right
there.
That's the stupidest fucking thing. I'll show him. I'll suck his cock, leave him with empty balls, and send him home. Huh? How you like that?
I'll leave him with the story of how he took Cher's virginity.
Yeah. Yeah,
loser.
Dude, Cher was fucking toyed back in the day.
Yeah. She
was. Pull up young Cher.
And Sonny Bono was not a fucking good-looking dude.
No.
It's very
tweakish. That's what happens when you're fucking famous and you got some talent, man. You don't need to be.
That's true.
Yeah, pull up young. How old was Cher when she popped off?
Not the best skier.
Yeah, not good at that. But he could belt out.
I feel like she was pretty young when she popped off.
Yeah, yeah.
She was still like 21. Did she also have an eating disorder too? Wasn't that like a big thing?
No,
with
that's
her?
Why she was so hot.
So
yeah,
she
that's
was,
true.
She was 19 when she got famous. Here's a couple of pictures.
Wow.
She was very pretty.
Yeah, she was fucking.
She looks
hot.
Like an Indian bitch. God damn.
Her and Sonny.
Oh, look at her abs.
And that was before, like, that was acceptable.
Yeah, like, girls didn't
have
abs like that. They had, like.
Yeah, she was fucking toy. Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. That poor guy. Man, he must have.
Sonny Bono wasn't too bad, actually.
He kind of. Look at him.
No, he's like a dude. That's what dudes look like.
Yeah,
that
looks like dudes.
He looks
like
Gregory Scarpa a little bit.
Can't tell what, like, dude. Like, every dude looked like that. I can't tell what if dudes were good looking.
Like, he could have been 20 or 50.
He's 20 years old in that picture, and he looks like a fucking.
Dude, Cher, I remember when Turn Back Time video. That was one.
Which she's got the thong on the boat?
And maybe 1990. Like, I would just.
And she's a little. She's got some years on her there.
I think she's older at that point, but I remember beating my dick.
I bet she's older now.
I remember beating my dick brutally to that video. Pull up the Turn Back Time video.
Shouldn't like 50 in Turn Back Time.
Maybe. It
she's
was like 89. It was 89,
90.
She's
80
right now. Like 40.
Dude, she's got like 40. She's got her boyfriend's like 40 years younger than her right now, too.
Pull her up now, too. I want to see her now, too. Let's see this. But this, the way this rode up the side of her pussy. I mean, I would like literally. Look how much side pussy that is.
Yeah. Barely contained.
Luke has spent his whole life chasing side pussy after this.
He had that 90s ass, though. That's terrible.
Keep it going, Shannon. I don't care that we're going to get demonetized.
Okay, have some water when anybody gets a chance.
Yeah, dude, look at that side puss.
It is bold.
Yeah.
And that's before you saw that kind of skin.
Look at that
I think
thigh gap.
Let me see the fucking. Let's see the ass as well.
She
has like a
have
long,
one,
long
really.
Flat ass, right?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. What we would call 80s butt.
Yeah, 90s ass, 80s ass.
Yeah, if you had an ass like that, you would not be fucking showing it off right now.
That's eating disorder ass.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's pretty
muscle.
Fucking.
What the fuck is that?
Ain't bad.
That's that. Well, it's
looks like
pretty
Marilyn
flat.
Manson's ass.
It yeah, does. Not bad. Also
thank
fine
you,
with
sir.
It.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not terrible, all things considered. Are those real sailors, by the way? Do you think those are real sailors or they're actors?
Those are actors. Maybe that one in the middle is.
They might be real sailors.
No, that guy's not a sailor.
There's like a 12-year-old.
That Filipino dude, that's a sailor.
That guy's black. Shannon, you don't like water?
Makes a sailor white.
Are they real sailors or are they
more
actors? I bet that information's out there. I bet it's real sailors on the... Is it the Intrepid?
I don't know. I wonder.
That's the SS right. Conway, it looked like.
I feel like you're being funny.
I have no idea what it is.
I remember we drove down to go see Lex Luger slam Yokozuna on the Intrepid.
And you saw that live?
Oh, you saw that live?
Got caught in traffic.
Ah, that was awesome.
Never made it.
That was
actually, that's one of my things in New York.
It was the thing that was like public, right? If I'm remembering this correctly, right?
It was 4th of July. It was a body slam challenge on the Intrepid.
And you got to just go. It was like open to the public. You didn't need tickets, or maybe or maybe I won tickets and we got caught in traffic.
No, I think it was a promotional stunt for, was it SummerSlam that year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then it was if you could slam Yokozuna. Yeah. And then he did the Lex Express and he was touring the country in the red, white, and blue bus.
Yeah, that's before.
Everyone couldn't slam him. Mm-hmm. Then he showed up on the helicopter on the Intrepid, slammed him, then lost to him.
Yeah.
And Lex Luger, the biggest fucking failure of probably anybody ever.
They did that before they realized he couldn't carry the torch.
Huge money because he's one of a couple people to be on Raw and Nitro the same night.
Sure. Yes, I understand what happened there, and it's part of like the lore. But they really did try to like make him the new Hulk Hogan.
And it was like stunk.
Whatever it was, like the whole red, white, and blue thing. It just became kind of. By the time that was happening,
it was lame.
It was very fucking lame. Very, very lame. And one of my favorite categories now. I watch a lot of this. I guess The Undertaker has a podcast now.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Bret Hart has a podcast, but like.
No, Bret Hart just loves talking shit.
Dude, there's a bunch of wrestlers from that era, from 1990s WWF, and they're all just doing interviews now. Yeah, and they're all doing interviews about like all of this shit that literally was the only time in pro wrestling that I gave a fuck about at all.
Dude, all the dark side of the ring shit.
Literally. So I get really, I'll just be like on Facebook, and then it'll be like an interview with The Undertaker, and he's just talking about like. The first time he worked with Kane and like fucking, it's just, I don't know why it really just does it for me.
Dude,
I just find myself watching.
I found Paul Bearer's YouTube channel before he died and he just talks about all this shit.
He's got a couple of really good shoots, yeah. Have you watched Undertaker being scared of cucumbers?
No.
What?
Can we see whatever that is?
Is he a cat?
It's a running thing. Undertaker hates cucumbers. His story is that I guess when he was a little kid,
oh boy,
he had a family member who made cucumbers, and he ate like three jars of them and threw up. So he can't be around cucumbers. Oh. So Paul Bearer just spent his life hiding cucumbers,
putting them in the urn,
or he would put them like at the bottom of an iced tea, or like in his boots and shit.
That's because
when he
great.
Sees a cucumber, he throws up.
Yeah. That's fucking
so it
great.
Was just psychological warfare nonstop.
Yeah, I think I watched an interview with somebody about them, Paul Bearer getting the call to be the Undertaker's manager, and they called him in specifically.
Yeah, and they didn't know he was a real mortician.
Yeah.
But he was like, and he was blonde. He's like originally
he was
blonde.
Percy Pringle.
Yeah. Very.
I feel like wrestling is the closest
sound
lifestyle
like a creepy
to comedy.
Real name.
What'd you say?
Percy.
Wrestling is like a very similar lifestyle to comedy, just like
probably.
More brutal. Yeah. Dude, some of those guys are like on the road 300 days a year.
Right, and there's no money in it in the beginning.
Oh,
and it's
like
it's set up with like weird smoke and mirrors. Like it is. Like you kind of have to like have this swag, like you're the shit. But like every comic has 10 roommates and cockroaches.
Yeah,
and fucking, they don't bathe or clean their teeth.
Yeah,
it's fucking It's quite a thing. We're talking about that with Ric Flair. Mm-hmm. It's like in the beginning, he was like, "I'm styling a profile," but he's got like five roommates.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
I took my private jet. Like,
I thought
he used
like
to really
was rich, and that was all fake money. And if he lost a dollar of it, they would charge him like fucking 200% interest on what he fucking.
No,
lost.
Vince really paid $1 Million Man extra money to always be in a limo.
Get like, the fuck! I thought that was
money around at restaurants. Yeah. Because didn't you just have the conversation on Skanks about the $1 million belt?
Yeah.
I think it was worth about like $28,000.
Yeah, $40,000.
So I'm like in diamonds,
But it was all, it was cubic zirconias.
It was still expensive.
Oh, wow.
But the real one, I think is in the office, like behind glass.
And that one's worth like $40,000?
Yeah.
$1 million Man was the best, dude. He was fucking, it was the one where.
The
What he was the little black kid
bounced the basketball and then he kicked it away.
Dude,
from
pull that up. Pull up $1 million Man with the basketball. It's one of my favorite fucking things ever.
So there's a theory that all pro wrestling bookers basically pick one or two people to be who they would have been. like if they were in the ring, and they say that Vince's are Million Dollar Man, and there was a character called the Patriot.
I remember him.
And they essentially said those were the two gimmicks Vince would have given himself. So Million Dollar Man, all the fucked up shit he did, that's Vince going, this is what I would do if I was a bad guy.
Which was kind of adjacent to fucking what he became.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the Million Dollar Man is here. And yeah, as you can all see, I'm accompanied by my man, Virgil. And in one hand, Virgil has a basketball.
Obviously.
Shocking. The other hand, chicken. Virgil, we have to film something.
Virgil cannot put down this basketball.
Virgil, it's very easy to play basketball. All you need is a ball, a hoop, and an old raggedy pair of tennis shoes. Not like the expensive games that I play. They take Learjets, limousines, but that's another story. And in the other hand, Virgil has just a small sampling of the Million Dollar Man's millions. And I know that looks like a lot of money to most of you people. As I look around the crowd, it's obvious to me that most of you would do just about anything for a little bit of my money.
It's so funny, Paul. Like, just the... It's a great style of like bad guy, because you sort of see like the way the bad guys are. There's certain bad guys that are like, they'll come out and they'll attack the crowd. Like, so when I'm here in Pensacola, Florida, and this is the worst place you could ever be, I'm like, fuck you, fuck you, you fucking bitch. They lose their mind. There's such marks for it. It's so funny. And then there's the other, who they talk about, was it in the Vince McMahon documentary, where they talked about the coward?
Yeah, chicken shit heel.
Dude, it's such a funny, like, thing where it's like...
Chicken shit heel.
Like, there'd be Kane, who's a bad guy who comes out, who's like 7 feet tall, and it's like...
That's a monster heel.
He murders everybody, and everyone's afraid, and he's like, flames. And then, in the same regard, a guy who's also competing for the same title... is a guy who will run away scared out of the ring, flop all over the place. And it's just, the theatrics are just so funny when you like, and when you're a kid, you like buy it all. You're like, oh yeah, this is all,
loved it.
They're all on the same team. Amazing. But like, yeah, anyway, whatever. Just made me think of that. Go ahead, Shannon, keep on playing it.
And I tell you what, being the generous individual that I am, I'm going to give somebody here the opportunity. Look at that, Virgil. Look at the hands waving already. They all want a shot at the money. I'm going to give somebody here the opportunity to make some of my money. Now, all you got to do to make some of my money tonight is bounce the ball. Now, I know that's real difficult for most of you people because you can't chew gum and walk at the same time. But all you got to do is just bounce.
What a great job.
Yeah.
Now, what a great job.
$500. Look at that, Virgil. Look at the poverty.
I love it. He's like, look at all these pathetic losers with their hands, with their dirty hands in the air. And all the people still have to go, I don't want $500.
Let me see. Okay. We got us a little basketball player right here.
Yes, we do. Oh, boy, do we.
I'm sure you've touched a basketball before, son. Doesn't he say something like that to him?
Aww.
Just the most innocent looking kid with his thumb in his mouth.
We all know what this kid's going to grow up to be.
Okay.
I'm a junkyard dog.
Sean. Okay, Sean. Can you dribble a basketball? You can dribble a basketball. Okay. Virgil, give him the basketball. Now
can you point at your father? No? All right, I'm kidding. Jokes.
Let me see you dribble a basketball 10 times. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
he almost fucks
7,
up.
8, 9, 10. Good. Oh. Okay, pick the ball up, Virgil. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Sean. If you can dribble this basketball 15 times consecutively without missing, look at here, I'm going to give you $500.
This is so awesome.
I know you and your family can use $500.
No, you and your family
can use $500.
Look at his mom in the background like, you better dribble that ball, baby.
I can tell by looking at you that you can use a lot more than $500.
Okay, Sean, 15
times. This is actually really good.
Ready, go. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Oops. You didn't get to 15. You didn't. No, he didn't make 15. And you know what that means?
Look at his face.
He's like in therapy over this still.
I think he's a plant.
Yeah, it must be like
you
family.
Don't get paid.
I don't know if he was a plant. Did you see his mom in the background?
Yeah, I think his mom worked for them.
Oh, son of a
bitch. No, he's an eggplant.
No, they don't.
He's the Moulinando in bed.
Dude, the funniest is that.
No, I heard that they gave him the money afterwards. Yeah. That's what I've heard through, like, whatever. But it still doesn't matter. Like, the whole thing of, like, the anger that people felt.
Oh, my God.
Like, it was so, like, pre-internet everything was, like, so fun because you give yourself to it in the moment. People were so fucking mad. Even if you knew pro wrestling was fake, that, whatever it was, seemed like, yo, fuck you.
Right. Yeah. You still don't know. You're like, was that just, like, someone in the audience?
Dude, like, Sergeant Slaughter came out and fucking, like, threw down the American flag and joined Iraq during the fucking
during Desert Storm.
It's insane. Like they were like, no, we're gonna really go there. It was such a fucking cool time.
Even the Sheik, he was getting fucking death threats. He was coming out saying this country sucks, and he's waving the fucking flag.
I liked it sort of like
when we all still believed in the country.
The characters were like, even though like I think the wrestlers are better now, I almost feel like. It was almost like everyone was like more clearly defined as good and bad.
Yeah.
And that was like, maybe it's being a kid, like you needed the good guys and the bad guys. It's like now if I turn on wrestling, I don't fucking know who's good or bad. Everyone's kind of bad. Everyone's kind of good. It's like whatever happened with like the Attitude Era going into the whole WCW, like when NWO took over, those were bad guys, but everyone's rooting for the NWO.
So what those guys created, Austin was kind of the same thing at first, was a tweener. Which was a good guy who acted like a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
Now everybody wants to be a cool heel.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you could just, like, I think as The Miz is probably the only guy who's just been a perfect bad guy the whole time
because
he's that chicken shit heel.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I would put him up there. There's a few guys that, like, really do the, like, I'm a bad dude. But he also, like, lives it. Like, he shows up in the suits, he does all the shit. Right. Like, I like that. I like when they live it.
Well, yeah, when
it
you sucks, watch the... Though,
because now we have so much information that this is all, that it's all not real. Back then, you didn't know. You're like, wait a minute, is this really how fucking
Well, now
Stone
it's become
is?
like a thing where... Anyway, when I watch pro wrestling now, and even when I watch like them talk about it, or I watch like clips, like I watched the other day, it was like a clip of The Undertaker and Stone Cold just having a moment that was sort of like it was like... Stone Cold started like landing like arm drags on the Undertaker, and like they were doing like more like a technical wrestling moment. It was like maybe a 15-second clip.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Right, and it was just sort of like it was interesting, and you just sort of see like whatever it is, like the athleticism and sort of what they're doing. Like I find it kind of interesting, even though you know it's not real, and even though they pull the curtain aside. Yeah, I don't know. I think like that side of it, it's almost like a behind the scenes thing that exists that like, you know, if you're not a little kid, you probably enjoy that or the stories and the fucking, you know, it's part of like nostalgia.
Right.
It was such an important part of like when I was a kid, of when I grew up, it was like, it was such a big deal.
Yeah, but can you beat the fucking stories of then versus now? Like, I haven't watched it in so long, but back then you were involved in the stories and you couldn't wait to see what was going to happen next.
Well, you're right. I think the other thing is like, it was my everything. On a Monday night, it was fucking everything.
Back and forth between WCW and
I didn't watch,
Raw.
No, fuck WCW.
You didn't watch WCW?
No, I was a WWF fucking loyalist.
Flip them back and forth.
But it was, you didn't have TikTok or your phone to escape to remind you of all of the other things. You didn't have like, you know, in order to fucking care about politics, you had to be a virgin. You had to go, like, to be a kid who's like really into like, you had to be like some fucking dweeb, like
you
had to
read the paper.
Real dweeb.
Yeah.
A real fucking dork.
Yeah.
And now like I think every kid cares a little bit about every social issue and whatever side it's on. You know what I'm saying? It's just like the internet is sort of like it's whatever they've moved the line for what like with information, they moved like the line for intelligence. I think everyone feels like they're more intelligent than they are. Because they don't really have to work that hard for information. So you have information, and I think that is we go, oh, that's intelligence. Having information in your head is a sign of intelligence because that's kind of how we were all like taught. But it's not really. It's actually, I think, making people fucking dumber.
Yeah.
You know, you could the fact that you could. I was talking about this the other day as well. Like, I'm reading a book on investing right now, and it's a kind of an older book. I'm just kind of interested in it. You know, and literally every concept in the book, you can get in like 8 minutes of TikTok videos.
Right. Yeah.
Like
yeah.
you just get every just like it's just
and, yeah.
They've extracted everything that this really long book has been written about. You can just watch a few videos and sort of get the gist of everything. And does that make, are those people who made those TikTok videos as smart as a person who wrote the book? Without a doubt, no. The people who are consuming those videos, are they as smart as a person who's reading the book? Without a doubt, definitely not. But I think that everyone feels like they're way fucking smarter. And I think everyone is actually dumber than they even were 20 years ago. Because 20 years ago, you had to actually go and search out the information. You had to use your mind.
Library.
Critical thinking. You had to use your brain in order to figure shit out. Now you literally can just be like, oh, I know what it is. Here's ChatGPT. Here's Google. Here's the answer right here. And you don't have to seek anything out.
But that's also another problem because you have five different fucking perspectives on everything. You're not even sure which one's the right one and which one's the wrong one.
Right.
So it's like back then you could read something and we all kind of thought, all right, there's the fucking food pyramid. So this is how we have to eat.
Yeah, and then it turns out it was fucking wrong. Yeah, the whole food pyramid was like we made it exactly wrong. It was the opposite.
You're like that South Park episode. You fucking flip it upside down. So it's like, are we more retarded? Or were they more retarded then because they only had so many sources
and they
of information?
Lie with impunity.
Well, I think information, that's the point that I'm making, though. Information is different than critical thinking and is different than intelligence. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So having information, we have way more information available to us. That information being available to us makes us dumber because we don't have to do any critical thinking in order to get the information. We don't have to actually figure anything out. We don't have to connect any dots ourselves. We can literally just look at our phone and go, duh, I got it. All right. We're going to wrap it up. This has been fun. It's a great show. Great show with the boys.
That's been an hour and 15 fucking minutes.
Support Danny Polishock. Support Doug Yurum and everything that they do.
Stop bothering me when I'm shooting fucking arrows.
Stop bothering me.
let's see. We're all done, right? That's all we need.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I got a buggy.
We're good. All right, guys. Thanks. We'll be back on Wednesday with another great episode. Thanksgiving week. Wednesday will be our Thanksgiving preview show. And then Friday will be our Black Friday special Lewis and Zach guide to Christmas shopping this year. So make sure you guys tune in for that. Have an amazing Thanksgiving, everyone. Good night.
Later.